Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Wednesday and time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 19, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 31. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. And at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also might believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again another scripture says, they will look on him whom they have pierced. Our Savior has done his work of redemption, and so this has taken place on the day before the Sabbath, and so that was also a day of preparation, not only for the Sabbath, but for a very special Sabbath. In fact, this was one of the high days. It was on this Sabbath that there was to be the celebration of the Passover. So not only did they want the bodies to come down because it's Sabbath and they need the preparation time for the Sabbath, but also because it's a high holy day. It was pointing to the fact that we need a substitutionary sacrifice. So a lamb was slain, but yet the blood of bulls and lambs and goats cannot redeem us. So it's slain year after year to tell us your sins need to be covered. And now the very Lamb of God is being taken down so they can go back in blasphemy and keep the Passover. It is no longer in force. It has been fulfilled. We are in Christ, our Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. But even as they are blaspheming the Passover Lamb by taking his body down where he had made our atonement, and even as they're doing this in blasphemy, they're still fulfilling scripture. So they come and they break the legs of the criminals, and that will send them quickly to their death. But when they get to Jesus, he's already dead. No man takes the life of Jesus. He gave it up freely, just as the scripture says. And so they stick the spear in the side, and if he's dead, then the blood and the water will come out in their separated form because of the death. And the scripture was fulfilled. Not one bone is broken. And not only that, the scripture is fulfilled by those who are standing there. They don't break his bones. Scripture's fulfilled. And they look upon him. And that is the fulfillment of another passage of scripture. Here's the scripture. Here's the fulfillment. Jesus is the fulfillment of all scripture. My dear friends, there's two other promises from God's word I want to mention, and then we'll bring this to a conclusion today. Here's the first one. The Bible tells you there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And the way that hell is taken away from us as our destination is by coming to Christ, who took that hell upon himself on the cross. Facing you is death and judgment, but offered to you is life. God fulfills his promises, all of his prophecies, and those who don't know Christ will be thrown into the lake of fire under the judgment of God for his glory. But there's also another promise in the scripture I want to tell you. Truly, truly, he who believes in me shall have eternal life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Please do not face the judgment of God. He will fulfill his promises. All who stand against him guilty will be judged for eternity in the lake of fire. But there is a way that God has made. There is no way, but he made a way. And that way is his Son, Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He who believes in him shall never be disappointed. Come and believe. And my dear friends, if you know Jesus, what great nourishment this slice of fresh bread reminds you. You are right with God through Jesus, who has eradicated your sin, emancipated its power, and has reconciled you to the God of glory, that you might be with him forever. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.